This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Sharmila Ganesan and Sumitra Selvaraj. Here's today's lineup.
The Trail of a Cat, a movie based on the hit musical, is now out and the internet has responded with a little bit of back-arching, hissing and swiping.
And a recent article in The Guardian has us asking, what could women achieve if they had more time to themselves?
And on that note, we've got a social media poll for you going on Twitter. Do you prioritise your personal time over home responsibilities? Your options are yes, no, and yes, but I feel guilty. So please do join us in the conversation today. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
So while you take the poll, here's one more try by Rolling Stones.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. Now for our first story.
Now, earlier this week, the trailer for Cats dropped and the reaction to the actors prancing and preening on screen has been interesting, to say the least.
Yes, I must say I was initially very excited, but, you know, as we're going to discuss after this, maybe not quite so now. Cats was originally a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which in turn was based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, which is all written in verse. When Cats opened in London's West End in 1980, it was well received, but the reception was slightly less warm when it travelled across the pond to Broadway the following year. But very quickly, audiences thawed and soon Cats had the public literally eating out of its hands.
Oh, yeah.
Or rather, maybe the other way around.
Yes.
The musical ran for 21 years in the West End and for 18 years on Broadway and picked up numerous awards, grossed over $3.5 billion along the way.
Pretty so staggering.
So really, staggering. It is the mother of all mega musicals. And it paid the way for this sort of large budget, you know, breathtakingly choreographed and really just the spectacular costumed productions that would change the way global audiences absorbed what they thought of as the musical theatre genre.
Cue Hollywood, because of course there's lots of money to be made.
Yes.
Absolutely. And Academy Award winning director Tom Hooper is helming the big screen version, and this will actually be only his second musical film following 2012 Les Miserables. So what is it about Tom Hooper's Trailer for Cats that has the internet up in arms? Well, the actors who portray the cat characters have been digitally furred. They are covered from nose to tail in CGI fur, but retain their human facial features. And speaking of tails, in the trailer, computer-generated furry appendages emerge from their human hindquarters. In other words, they have furry bums.
They do. Tails moving around from those furry bums as well.
Yeah, but you really, you know, that's not the end. That's the real problem, though. And you got to get to the other end, because we spoke to psychologist Dr. Eugene T. about why some people are having such a visceral reaction to viewing human expressions on the feline-esque bodies.
The uncanny valley effect is actually a very interesting phenomenon. So just to give you a bit of context and background, Masahiro Mori is actually a Japanese roboticist that actually introduced this term quite some time ago, sometime in the 70s. So the term isn't exactly new, but it has, however, received increasing attention and focus, I should say, because we're moving towards increasing automation. We're starting to see robots and androids in our work environments, for one. So basically, the uncanny valley effect is the sudden drop in our affinity, our empathy, and our liking towards something that looks like a human, so a humanoid. With the cat's example, what we're seeing is that the characters look startlingly human-like, but there's just something, a little bit of something that's off with them. So the effect happens, this uncanny valley effect happens when we see the cat's example as uncannily human, yet just very slightly unhuman. So what this does is actually triggers mixed of emotions, such as fear, revulsion. Some people might look at the cat's characters and think, oh, that's a little bit off, that's a little bit disgusting even. So you can actually do a search for androids and see for yourself. So if, say, use another example from Japan, there's a professor, and I've actually seen this professor's work in a conference a couple of years ago. His name is Hiroshi Ishiguro. So he's actually made more than 30 androids, many of which are very human-like in appearance, but you can judge for yourself, and if you find that it's just a little bit off, it's not quite human, it's human but not quite human enough, that's the uncanny valley effect that we're looking at.
You know, fear and revulsion, these are pretty strong responses. What is it exactly that's causing these differing emotional responses?
I think that's one side of it. And if I could maybe just share the other side, I think some of our listeners might not care to admit it, but we might actually find some of the characters appealing as well. So I'm going to provide a somewhat balanced view to this just to give you a background to the emotional responses. Yes, mainly fear, mainly disgust, because we as human beings are very adept with identifying emotions in our fellow man. And so when we see these humanoids who are very human, but not quite human enough, we get a little bit unnerved by it. There's a slight unnaturalness, for instance, in the cat's characters that elicits sort of more negative emotional responses. I would suspect, although I can't confirm this, I'm not sure if there's research done on this, but the other side of the equation is that the slight discomfort actually comes from the fact that some of us might find the furry characters in cats a little bit appealing, all right? So just bear with me for a second, because I'm suspecting that people have mixed emotions, and mm-hmm. it's this sort of like, you know, they're not quite human, but I find myself strangely attracted to them. There is actually a subculture accepting, celebrating what we call anthropomorphized animals. We give human characteristics or human-like attributes to things which are not necessarily human.
You're talking about furries.
Yes, furries. So with the physical attributes of cats, the furries, I think people who are into that, they won't care to admit it. I think they might also perceive the cat characters as being somewhat sexualized. Some of us might find it strangely, uncomfortably attracted towards watching the movie.
You know, when you mentioned earlier on that there are certain expressions that we would find appealing, what is it about an expression that makes it appealing to the human brain?
I think it needs to be authentic. I think it needs to be genuine. I think there also needs to be a sort of natural sort of response to the emotions that the other person is expressing. Just as another example, I think one of the reasons why we find clowns, for instance, disturbing or unnerving, or why Stephen King has made quite a horror story is because it's this stark contrast, isn't it? And this inability of clowns in order to express a wide range or spectrum of different emotions. I think that's one reason why some of us find clowns unnerving. Their emotional expressions are inauthentic, they're fixed, they're static, they're not natural.
So when you're navigating the uncanny valley, does an emotional response by the viewer also lead to a change in behavior? For example, would we perceive cats in general, or perhaps even Taylor Swift, differently?
I think it will. So just generally, I think emotions influence how we see, how we act towards an object. I think that there are differences between each and every one of us, for instance. So if we go back to Jeff Young in the CNN article, which Dory is based on, mm-hmm. he was clearly put off by cats.
Yes.
Some of us, though, who are big Andrew Lloyd Webber fans, we might still go watch it. I'll personally watch it because I'm curious by the technology that goes into this. It looks realistic, interesting. Take nothing away from the fact that it's a pretty decent piece of art, and it's a musical. It's a well-renowned musical that's been performed countless times over. I don't think it's going to put off hardcore Taylor Swift fans either or change their views of her. And I would say maybe for our viewers who find the cat's characters strangely attractive, well, I think they're going to go for the sights than for the songs.
That was psychologist Dr. Eugene T, who helped out with the sciencey bit of the uncanny valley. And now that that's out of the way, let's really get into whether the Cats trailer raised our hackles or not. What did you think of it, Sharmila?
You know, I love the Cats musical. I've watched it only once on stage, but I've watched it numerous times on YouTube. And to me, the thing that I love is the fact that they are humans dressed in costumey, over-the-top, campy, flamboyant outfits. I don't know if I want them to look like cats, if that makes sense. And in this trailer, what bothered me, and my initial reaction was definitely that, oh, there's something creepy about this and I can't put my finger on it, mm-hmm. Was actually the idea that I can't quite tell. Are they supposed to be cats? Are they supposed to be humans dressed as cats? In some scenes, they look cat-sized. In some scenes, they look like they're human-sized. Like, it really bothers me. And I can't, in the stage version, I find them, you know, fun and cute and
yes.
and sort of really over the top, you know, hilarious. And in the trailer, I find them odd.
I suppose on the stage musical, they're almost like a caricature of a cat.
Yes. Right. And they move in caricature movements and they're all very exaggerated.
Mm.
The movie seems to be going towards a
hyper-realistic cat.
Like a weird, but still not, they have breasts, some of them, really.
Most certainly do.
So, yeah, what about you, Tina?
Well, I watched the trailer and I didn't get the kind of reaction that most people got. I was very indifferent about it. And I don't know what that says about my personality, whether I need to see Dr. Eugene T or...
You could go watch Cats the movie with him.
But no, I was not disturbed by it at all. And and after reading all the articles, so many people feel that way. I am now questioning my sanity.
Don't, no. So, you know, we're not the only ones who are quite divided over it. You know, we had we went around our office to find out what our colleagues thought of the movie. And some of the trailer, some of their responses were quite interesting.
Borderline disturbing. As a person who actually attended the Cats musical when it came down here in KL at Istana Budaya, it was very mesmerizing. But, you know, having to see it on the big screen adapted as such, I'm not too sure. I do enjoy musicals, so I guess it's too early to judge a book by its cover. So I think let's wait for it to come out. But so far from what we've seen, visually, it's not pleasing.
I think it was weird, first of all, but I also feel like the way that it was shot and the fact that it's a musical makes the weirdness, tones it down a bit, and I think it's actually quite really beautiful the way that it was made. So I'm actually looking forward to it, even though I'm a little uncomfortable looking at it. So, yeah.
I think it's really bad because they're using like CGI to make the cat bodies. It's like, why can't they use like the real costumes from the Broadway show? That would have been better. But instead, with the CGI, it looks unnatural.
It was weird. I felt weird. The cats were doing weird poses. I felt like I was watching something that people shouldn't be watching outside the privacy of their own homes. And I felt guilty afterwards for some reason and also very judged. So not a good feeling.
I think I like the Cats trailer. I think I'm one of the few people who do. The reason why I do like it is because I feel that, the very same things that many people dislike about it are the things that I like about it. It is unsettling. It is slightly nightmarish. It is surreal. And all of this basically means that it's different from what we can get from a lot of Hollywood fare, which is becoming very formulaic, very predictable. Almost everything is either a Disney remake or a superhero film. And I think that this is something I'm looking forward to.
Disturbing, looking forward to it, mildly, I don't know. I love the fact that our, you know, opinions are so divided over a, 30-second, one-minute a trailer.
I think it says a lot about that initial gut reaction that people have to something that they don't have. They don't recognize. And
it's familiar, but it's still unrecognizable.
Yeah. And, you know, it got me thinking about Lion King, which just came out.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it a lot. But I actually think that the reason Lion King didn't give them expressions the way humans would have in the live action remake is because of this. I think people would have been freaked out. I think people would have found it really weird to see actual animals having human expressions.
Yeah. But they managed to do the singing and dancing just fine.
Yes. So that somehow doesn't seem to bother me as much.
Right.
Because it's more cartoonish than it is anthropomorphic.
I think the uncanny valley factor falls into
the android kind of.
Yeah, like something that's not human behaving in ways that feel human, but you then know, like it's a weird mind thing that happens.
Yeah. And I suppose it is going to continue to split many people, right? Because you have on one hand, you know, people who are also very invested in the musical and who see that as a form of the way cats should always be seen.
Well, I do think, though, that it's possible that once you watch the movie, after the first 5 minutes, mm-hmm. it might normalize. And true. Then you might feel like, oh, okay, I understand now what this is.
Yeah.
And I can deal with it.
Right.
And then we'll all be as open as Tina is to differences.
It's just a trans-feline species.
Yes. I just wanted to share a little sort of quote with you from Andrew Lloyd Webber himself, who went on to a television interview in Britain, Good Morning Britain, I believe it was. And he was asked, so, you know, what do you think of you know, the production so far? And, you know, are you excited about the technology that's being used? And he said, well, they've got this technique, which isn't like CGI, but it turns you into a cat. But it's okay, because he's already made $3.5 billion and counting.
It's a murder for him, yeah.
And besides, if a film is anything like a real cat, it won't care about your opinion anyway. It'll go ahead and do whatever it wants.
Exactly.
Yes. So there.
So let us know your thoughts. Have you watched the trailer and will you be catching the film adaptation? Let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 773-2900. We also have a poll on social media.
Yeah, and that's in relation to our second story. The question is, do you prioritize your personal time over home responsibilities? Your choices are yes, no, but I feel guilty. Should we have a look at how we're going so far?
Sure.
We have about, it's pretty close, about 48% of people say no, they don't prioritize their personal time over home responsibilities. 23% say yes, and 30% say yes, but I feel guilty.
All right, we'll come back and check in on that after Cool Cat Vibe by The Babe Rainbow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.